right, here we go. Welcome back to Night Talk. It's Ryan Boleyn.
Josh Supernaut. We got two guests with us here today.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Maggie Hunt, and I swim.
And I'm Mia Eliopoulos, and I'm rowing.
So signing day is coming up. What is that for people who don't know?
Signing day is when you make your official commitment to play a sport at a school, and you do, you have your contract in front of you, and you're signing your letter of intent to make it final that you're going to go to their school and play on their team.
Awesome. So when is that?
Tuesday.
Awesome.
Yep.
You guys get hats too.
Yes.
I have got a hat. Yet. We're super excited. We're so excited.
This would be awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to have you two girls on today because we wanted to talk about National Signing Day and we wanted to talk about playing sports at the next level. We had a lot of alumni, a lot of other people across the years came through, played here, and then they've played at the next level too. And you two are great examples of that in our 2025 class.
Yeah.
So let's just jump straight into it. When did you guys realize you wanted to take the sport you play seriously and pursue it competitively?
I would probably say when I was about in eighth grade, I was making cut times for bigger meets, and I was competing against older people, and I was like, well, I guess I'm pretty good at this. I can start going more competitively and kind of dialing in on one sport. Because at the time in middle school, you have to get sports credits here at PCD. So that kind of distracted me from swim a little bit, I would say. So I kind of stopped doing that and kind of just focus on swim.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same. I realized that rowing was a sport that I was super in love with and wanted to do for high school. And so I think when I started competing in high school against other teams and realized that we were doing actually pretty well, that it was something that I didn't want to be done with at the end of my 4 years and wanted to keep going and see how much I grow with that. So
yeah, and I think you know, right, Josh, is they're both committed to go play different sports at Sacred Heart. So yeah. That's Division One too. So
awesome.
So yeah.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Excited, mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty cool because I've never seen like, you know, two people committing to go to the same school and play like not the same sport, but still playing at that same level.
Yeah, it's a smaller community, stuff like that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
So just speaking generally, what kind of commitment does it take for you guys to play at this level, and what kind of sacrifices have you had to make?
So rowing typically has morning practices before school, and I know next year when I'm continuing, we both will have morning practices, and then lifts at night. So overall, practices is a big commitment, and it takes a lot of time. So I think sacrifices is, you know, being able to manage your time well and your homework, especially going into your major next year and now having to miss maybe school events or things like that for practices and races and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's also important is like now at this level, like you kind of need to do club. And I think in the past, I mean, you don't think you've had to, but now there's more increased competition, like in everything, right?
Yeah.
If you're playing baseball, you're going to be on a club team. If you're swimming, you got to be on a club team, you know? Kind of like an emergence of these club teams, and that's even more time, you know? Like, most kids here go home right after school, or maybe they do a sport, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's required, but I mean... Usually people don't want to do it. It's very much like a reluctant thing, which is why you see a lot of people doing sports that, you know, whatever they perceive is easiest. So stuff like Fit for Life and cross country.
Yeah. So another thing is most people would, like I kind of said, most people would rather spend their afternoons like relaxing than invest a lot of time and energy into a sport like rowing or swimming. So what makes things different for you guys, and does knowing that make you feel even more committed? Does that like get you guys out and just, you know, get out there and, you know, want to play even stronger?
Well, knowing that we're going to go next year and continue our career in swimming and rowing, it kind of gives us that energy to go and try to do better so that we're prepared for next year and prepared to start racing against people that we haven't been racing against. And we want to be ready for the fall and the season, and we want to succeed, we want to do good. So I think that motivation really gives us the energy to go and be prepared and work out and do all that stuff. So, and we love the sport and we love what we do, so it's not like a burden to go and practice and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not like you're overcoming like something that feels like a chore. It's like you're doing
exactly
something you love.
yeah
definitely.
I don't want a fire drill.
No, I think that's funny.
I really don't want a minute.
It's so cold.
We'll do the outro one. Fire alarm.
That's funny.
All right, bye guys. Yeah. No, like.
But my gosh.
Yes,
there's so many fire alarms. They say it's like a law, but like, why?
Yeah, you have to do it like once a month, twice a month, once a month.
Yeah, but we
once a month.
Yeah, it's like I thought it was.
Aren't you supposed to have it like once
a
month?
Only it feels like a lot more than. Oh, what about evacuation?
It feels like once a month. Is this going to be an evacuation?
Oh, if it is, it's too cold.
We have to go to East Providence
and go sit in their auditorium. They're like, all right, guys, you did great. Thank you so much.
Okay, time to go back.
Wait, should we do
it?
Guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Bye.